it's funny, and I don't like doing it a whole bunch because I don't have a roster in front of me, and then all of a sudden you leave off a guy. But if you show me a roster, I can kind of tell you what their game's all about. You know, you look at Geo playing with Hamilton. Oh, that's one of the most effective pairs in the National Hockey League, and they drive possession. And then Hamilton, where did he finish in scoring in the NHL with
Number one.
That's not bad. Yeah. So there's you got that looked after. You got TJ Brody. You got Hammer. Hammer's going to be a better player in his second year than he was in his first. And it's not instant chemistry. And then you know TJ Brody can go play the right side. He was very effective 2 years ago there with Geo, and he's a guy who can get the puck going up the ice too. So you're set there. And then Stone is a guy who came in here and did a real good job, solidifies the three pair. They had Kulak in there, and they had Bartkowski in there, I believe. And then they brought in the Anderson kid at the end, who got a seven-game audition. And everyone tells me he dominates at the American Hockey League level. So if you can dominate at the American Hockey League level, you got to be able to bring that skill set to the National League. And he's a puck mover who can play on a power play. If he's going to play on the power play here, you would think it'd be the second pair, right? So that's the way you look at that. And then, you know, the 3M line obviously has had traditionally a monster in puck possession, and they got a little light on the shooting percentage this year. That fluctuates a little bit, but when you look at shooting percentage over the guy's course of his career, it always kind of finds its proper watermark, so that's going to happen. Goudreau was in around 60 assists, was in the top 10 at one time in scoring, can be a top 10 guy in the National Hockey League, which is elite. And then Spencer Fu is a young kid they brought up from, well, they got him in out of Union College. Ricky Bennett, who I know, his coach at Union, spoke highly of him. He's a guy who's got good pace, good motor. Tkachuk, we all know what he's like. There's not five guys in the league like him. Him and Marchie are probably the two best guys at what they do. Lazar, they got in a trade with Ottawa, who was a real good junior, and now he's got to find his way as a pro. So I think he's a kid that's coachable, and he's a guy that you can work with, and now you got to get him in a role. Hathaway had some real good stretches too, and is a plus player, plus one on the year. So there's a guy you can play. Monahan's coming off back-to-back 30-plus goal season, so you know what you have there. And they tell me Nick Shore played real well when he got traded here. He actually got moved twice. I believe he went L.A. to Ottawa, Ottawa to Calgary. Versatile guy. Dougie Hamilton led the NHL in scoring from the back end and can do more as the power play gets more effective. Troy Brower is a guy I had in 08-09 in Rockford. He was a little bit of a salary cap crunch at the time at the start of the year. I don't remember how we freed up the money in Chicago. Browsey went up, and his career has been very good, and I know he's a hungry player looking to do more next year than he did this year. The Shillington kid, if I'm saying the name right, is a guy, who's been in North America for 3 years. I know Brandon tried to get him there when at the import draft for the Canadian Hockey League, specifically the Western Hockey League. But now that's a guy that is a guy on the come also, and Kulak was effective for him, and it's only going to get better at a young age. And Frolik is a guy everybody in the league has a ton of respect for, very strong on the puck, elite penalty killer, elite hockey sense. And Jankowski's a guy they've been real patient with. Had a four-goal night, I believe it was in game 82 there. So he's going to be better in year two. He's got a summer to get stronger, and now that he's been around the league, he understands what it's all about. And Michael Ferland, and they tell me this guy shoots the puck like no other, and a 40-point night. So you're looking at a guy who's going to have a point every other night, plus player, and he's got some physicality and some toughness to him. And Sam Bennett's a guy who we're going to have to figure out. Is he a winger? Is he a center? What is he? I don't have that answer because I haven't been around him enough, but no matter where he is, he's going to be an important piece and a guy I think is capable of more. You look back to the Anaheim series 2 years ago in the playoffs, he was very good. So if you can play at that time of the year, you can play anywhere. Then you've got some RFAs and UFAs that we're going to make some decisions on. Specifically, Tree knows those guys more than me, and we'll talk about that here in the next little while. And then all of a sudden, you got the formation of a team, and it's a good nucleus. And then who else is pushing in from Stockton? I'm not sure, but I'm going to see... who am I going to see? I'm going to see Ryan Huska tomorrow, so I'm going to be able to ask him those questions and get it right from the horse's mouth, right? He's coached some of these people for, if it's not 1 year, maybe it's multiple years. He's going to be able to tell me, and I trust Husky's opinion. He's a good coach. I've known him forever since he was in Kelowna as an assistant prior to becoming the head guy there. So that's how you get the communication going, and you see where guys fit and be honest. Like, if a guy can't do something, let's not put a guy in a situation to fail. Let's put him in a situation to succeed.